young out together. Same little crowd, little bar, little town around this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring. Make it true. Like I shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town last week or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it, make it true.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Let's talk all things Wisconsin sports. We've got our sports reporter, our guy Mike Clemens with us. And Mike, well, a little bye week for the Packers, a little breather. We're going to get everybody healthy except Bakhtiari and come back just firing after the bye week. Right, Mike?
Yeah. Listen, so we covered the game in Las Vegas on Monday night, and I was amazed because we walked into that locker room. It's quiet. There's kind of stuff being thrown around a little bit. And I got the sense of, you know, you sort of wait for the players as which guy looks like he's, you know, putting on his street clothes and getting ready now to talk to the media, set up the cameras, the microphones. We sort of wandered over to the secondary. Usually we talk to those guys toward the end. And I kind of feel like I had just walked into a very angry session moments before they opened up that door. And Rudy Ford, who, you know, is kind of surprised that he earned the starting job at safety. He's a good player, a backup player, really, to, in my mind, and special teams guy. But he had a pick. You know, he had a pick last year as well. And he said, we just asked him for some comments, and he said, you know, no comment. Well, you know, can you just comment then on the fact that, you know, you guys had a pick? You did create some momentum shifts in the game. Disappointing that things didn't turn out at the end. Yeah, no comment. And then we went to Rasul Douglas, who was also a little that way. And then finally, after a couple of the right questions, he said, yeah, you know what? Because this is going to be disappointing because tomorrow morning we're going to come in and Matt's going to talk all morning long, you know, It's like LaFleur is just going to grind them. And so apparently LaFleur does get after these guys. LaFleur seems like a player's coach and a little laid back up there. But I've seen that guy lose it now more often in the 5 years with these rookies, with this very young team. Did you see, if you were able to watch the game the other night, there was one of those fourth and ones where they're at, like, at midfield,
right,
still on their side of the 50, and they line up. You say, oh, okay, you get to your edge of your chairs to see if they're going to be able to convert it.
Right.
And it just time expires, and it's like, no, you know, they're going to see if they get the Raiders to jump off the line, and then they back up. And I'm watching some of this with my binoculars, and so the offense comes off the line. They send out the punt team because the Raiders don't fall for it.
Right.
And LaFleur just tears into number 88, Luke Musgrave. I mean, just rips him. I mean, this is your star rookie,
right,
tight end. And I mean, it went on and on and on. I don't know if they did they show a close-up of that?
I think they showed just a kind of a glancing that he was kind of having a discussion with him. It didn't come across as heated as what you're indicating.
Oh, no, because I was using the binoculars on that one. It's the moment hasn't been right to ask him. Musgrave has not been available the two times that the locker room's been open since then. But that just shows, I think, where the head coach's frustration level is,
right,
even though these guys are learning. I imagine that he motioned the wrong way, either on that fourth and one or the play before. But, you know, that's where Matt LaFleur is right now, that he thinks that, look, I have set down this game plan, we have rehearsed this stuff, mm-hmm, and I don't understand why it's not coming through during the games.
So Matt LaFleur isn't quite as acceptance of them being the youngest team in football. He's the patience, I think, that a lot of coaches may have with that stat. He's not doing very well with that, it sounds like.
Well, you know, and the thing is that there's a few more things that I've learned in the last year or two that, you know, no surprise, LaFleur is extremely competitive. Mm-hmm. As laid back as he is during those press conferences, he is extremely competitive. And he tries to keep the rules simple, but, you know, one's got to be execution. And Sean Clifford is the backup quarterback. I thought he made a very interesting comment. Yeah, he played all those years at Penn State, so he's played a lot of football. And even though he's a rookie backup quarterback, he said, you know, the most amazing thing about LaFleur is when you come in on Wednesday morning, he's got the whole week already prepared.
Yeah.
You usually don't get that from coaches. It's like, okay, we're going to talk about basic offense on first and second down. Then tomorrow we'll talk about third down and fourth down. And then we'll talk about special teams on Friday. Those kinds of no, he's got everything laid out on Wednesday. So you've got 3 days to study that, as opposed to, you know, little installations of the game plan. Because you always get the sense sometimes with other coaches, like, they haven't gotten to that part. So he's doing an all-nighter or something like that to get everything done. And as a player, you appreciate that the most.
Yeah. Well, good news for Packer fans is, I mean, the Packers have some winnable games coming up here. The Broncos aren't very good at the Broncos. The Vikings are just can't get out of their own way. The Rams are okay. So, I mean, they have some game. They don't have a gauntlet of a schedule, I guess, as I look at it. Right, Mike?
Right, and that's probably the level of frustration with LaFleur is like, that was a winnable game. I think that's when he and his coaches put together a game plan and they can see that this is a W right now on the schedule. This is a win that we need to bank now before some other games that are coming up on the schedule. They got one, you know, in a week and a half or so from, they got to go take on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
But, the Broncos were horrible last night. It almost ended up the first scoreless game, the first time that Sean Payton's head coach was ever shut out. And finally, somewhere in the fourth quarter, Russell Wilson was able to complete a deep ball. But the Broncos actually had a pretty good defensive performance last night. I mean, heck, they held, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs at Arrowhead to 19 points. for most of the night. So it could have been a winnable game. But, yeah, man, Russell Wilson's on the run, trying to look for guys. They can't be consistent on third down. And they've only got one win. And you know, Sean Payton, after being critical of Nathaniel Hackett and his coaching job, I mean, he just
karma.
Continues to get embarrassed between the loss to the Jets. And
isn't karma wonderful, Mike? Isn't karma wonderful?
Oh, it's, you know, and, you know, Payton is a really smart coach, And but, you know, and accessible, because after he resigned from the Saints and took a little break, we were able to talk to him at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. Just, you know, sit down and you know, great to talk. And we were hoping this guy would maybe stay a commentator because he's so good at the X's and O's. But he got so full of himself.
All right, Packers week off this week. We'll be back in action at the Broncos week from Sunday. I want to talk about the Brewers because, to me, Craig Counsell's always been a laid-back guy, kind of a laid-back dude. But to me, watching the Brewers, it just seems to me like Craig's tired, that he just wants to go to an office maybe, to a GM job. Is that a little too simple of why he's holding out on re-signing with the Brewers?
The whole year has felt different to me, I swear, since they traded Hader last year. It's like something broke there. And Craig Counsell came into this year with two and then three good pitchers, which is, you know, something they usually haven't had. The Brewers traditionally for the last, you know, 40 years, going back to the early 80s era of guys like, you know, Gorman Thomas and Robin Yount, and Paul Mahler, the sluggers, you know, the Bammies Bombers. They've always had, like, great hitting, but they're just short a pitcher. You had Ben Sheets and then, you know, who else kind of thing.
Right.
And going into this season, you thought, wow, during spring training, you had Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff, and now Freddie Peralta coming on. And if you got three pitchers like that, then you're going to win a seven-game series.
Right.
They go through the half of the year without Woodruff. So now Craig Counsell really earns his $3.5 million by the way he used those mid relief pitchers before he brought in Devin Williams. Just brilliant. And the guys that they kept on bringing up from the minors and sending back, and then the trades that Matt Arnold makes the last week just before the trade deadline. And away you go. And then you end up losing to the Diamondbacks, a team that's now headed to the next level. They beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers had 100 wins this year.
Yeah, I mean, Dodgers and Braves, you can go all the East teams lose right away. It's crazy. We all know Major League Baseball, I think, more than any other sport in the playoffs. Anything can happen anytime. Me being a Twins fan, I saw it with the Twins, that 87 team. That wasn't that good of a team, but they win the World Series. It goes back even as far as that. It's just a short series. You know, the Twins lose to Houston, couple of atom balls that go left or right a foot, and they, you know, they're going to game five with Houston. It's just such a fine line between a line drive being caught or not caught that these 100-win teams in the playoffs, it's not a big shock, I don't think, to anybody that they lose, right?
No, and there was a great article that was in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I thought I knew this stat. It just sort of feels this way of, you know, essentially being around or covering the Brewers the last 40 years. I got my first broadcasting job at TV 18 a month before the Brewers went to their World Series in 82.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Timing is everything because they were the flagship for the Brewers. That there's like eight times when the Brewers have gotten to the playoffs like last week, and then lost, the team that they lost to went on to the World Series, and most of those times won the World Series as well. So here it is again with the Diamondbacks ascending like that. And as for the Craig Counsell timeline, when he said in August, yeah, we'll talk about next year and an extension after the season, you know, here's a guy who grew up in Wisconsin and is a, you know, baseball guy from Wisconsin, played for the Marlins, but mm-hmm. And then after that last loss to the Diamondbacks, Christian Yelich said, yeah, you know, he's everything about this place, and I can't imagine without him, but he pretty much confirmed, yeah, something's up. And then Matt Arnold, the GM, held a press conference this week where he said, you know, we're in talks with him. We hope that he stays here. And the word is, look, Craig Counsell, if there's four or five teams out there like the, besides just the New York Mets, where David Stearns went to, the former GM, and that, you know, that owner's willing to spend whatever it takes. There's openings with the Giants and the Guardians in Cleveland. Right. And, you know, Craig Counsell could be the highest paid manager when this is all over, and he may decide to make that move.
I'm sure there's a lot of money out there for him. Next week, we'll talk a little Giannis and Bucks and a little more Badgers. But one quick note about the Badgers in Iowa. Two touchdowns in the entire game, over or under that for Iowa versus Wisconsin?
You know, like, the biggest thing is the weather.
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
it's
true.
It's going to be cloudy, rainy, and 30-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah,
they kick off at 3 o'clock, so there could be a lot of running going on.
Hawkeyes could get four safeties in this game. I think they could get four safeties possibly in this game.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's how they get to eight. They don't score the touchdown on the two-point conversion. Iowa likes to get four safeties.
Yeah. I'll because they're at home, I will take the Badgers in this one. But I think it's going to be a lot of ground game, and then of course, you know, the Badgers defense has got to figure out what to do. I mean, Kirk Ferentz, man, he comes out with those 2-3 tight end sets.
Yeah.
And it's going to be that kind of a grinder for their defense, their run defense especially.
Old traditional run game. Mike, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Enjoy the week off. We'll talk to you next Friday, okay?
You bet. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Clemens, he's our guy, our sports reporter. He's out and about. He's down in the locker rooms. And we talk to him every Friday here at 9 o'clock. We archive this also at 98qcountry.com under the sports archive area. If you want to listen back, go right ahead.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's military urging some 1 million plus Palestinians living in Gaza to flee. The BBC's Jessica McAllen says warning comes as hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops mass along the border with Gaza ahead of an expected ground offensive.
UN staff in Gaza said Israeli military liaison delivered the warning just before midnight on Thursday local time. They said it applied to the entire population of Gaza, north of Wadi Gaza, approximately 1.1 million people. The UN Relief Agency has issued an appeal for emergency donations to help Palestinians.
Hamas, dismissing the Israeli warning as a ploy, is calling on civilians to stay put. French anti-terrorism investigators leading the investigation of a knife attack at a school in northern France. One teacher was killed, two other people wounded. A suspect is in custody. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise has pulled his name from consideration for the job of Speaker of the House, and Republicans now meeting to talk about what they're going to do next.
Steve Scalise, who had secured the GOP's nomination to be the next speaker, but was short of the 217 votes needed to be elected on the House floor, dropped out of the race Thursday evening. House Republicans spent hours in closed-door talks on Thursday, but failed to resolve divisions that prevented them from installing Scalise as Speaker of the Chamber, which has been leaderless for 10 days now. House Republicans are meeting behind closed doors again in the Capitol at 10 a.m. Friday to nominate a new candidate for Speaker. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Following a recent three-day strike, Kaiser Permanente now has a tentative contract agreement with its health care workers union. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 215 points, the NASDAQ down 9. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
South Korea says it has voiced its concerns to communist China after the Chinese returned an unspecified large number of North Koreans, including escapees, back home. A spokesperson for South Korea's unification ministry says Seoul does not have exact information on how many of the North Koreans repatriated from northeast China were escapees, medical patients, or criminals. His remarks followed several media reports based on activist sources that allege that China this week forcibly returned hundreds of escapees to North Korea, where they face certain risk of persecution. Seven people killed when a vehicle trying to escape a police checkpoint at high speed left the highway in southern Germany and crashed. The overcrowded vehicle appeared to be carrying migrants. This accident on a highway that leads to the Austrian border. The vehicle left the road and overturned. News and analysis at townhall.com. A high-profile critic of the war in Ukraine may have been poisoned.
French prosecutors are investigating a suspected poisoning of a Russian journalist who fled Russia after denouncing the war in Ukraine on live TV. Marina Ovsyannikova called emergency services and was hospitalized after suddenly falling ill at her Paris apartment on Thursday. The office said she suspected she'd been poisoned. Police are examining her apartment. Ovsyannikova used to work at Russian state television Channel 1. She drew international attention in March 2022 after appearing behind the anchor of an evening news broadcast with a sign that said, "Stop the war, don't believe the propaganda, they are lying to you here." Keith Peters reporting.
One Philadelphia police officer is dead, another hospitalized. They were shot late last night. They were investigating vehicle break-ins in Philadelphia Airport parking garage. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. High of 47, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows level off around 40. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48, overcast skies. Temperatures a bit below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Another look at the short range, a high of 47 today. Lows level off around 40 tonight. Wish a top off around 48 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 43.
And it's 9:22, and you're in for a treat today. We've got some shopping show items. We've got a new item for you. Ladies and gentlemen, to do the 98Q shopping show on this Friday, the 13th, Gray and Austin. That's right.
Good morning.
Morning.
Rousing, you sound so ready.
A rousing introduction. The rousing introduction, and then we just get a good morning.
I know. I heard a trumpet just. It was. I'm sorry.
I've only had half a cup of coffee this morning and like 2 hours of sleep.
All right. You're young, though. Give us a call if you hear anything that you like. Any questions? 715-762-3221. Gentlemen, the floor is yours. Take it away.
Thank you, Joel.
You betcha.
Wanted to start it off today with actually a new business we're adding to the shopping show. I went over to Kayla's Closet yesterday and sat down with Barry, who is the owner of Home Healthy RX. He's been in the area for a minute here, but he's just getting all firing on all cylinders with his with the services he offers, which are centered around basement waterproofing and similar mold prevention. He does spraying for mold and similar things. So what we've got here is a certificate for $500 off towards his Sweet Airflow service, which includes a fan installation in the basement space, as well as some mold mitigation spraying with some fantastic essential oils to finish to end up with a deliciously sweet scent. Certainly going to be better than anything that you'd be asking him to remove by far. We'll sell you that $500 certificate for $300 today. One per person, of course.
Deliciously sweet. I don't think I've ever heard a basement described as such.
Well, the... That's because you haven't met Barry with Home Healthy RX. It's a prescription for a healthy home.
That's true. All right, and then we have the Five Senses over in Phillips. They specialize in quality gourmet cookware, foods, and cutlery. They have a unique wine selection, children's books, and toys. And the list goes on. Artwork and homemade jewelry as well. Located in the restored 1920s fire station under the Phillips Water Tower. We have here a general certificate good towards anything in the store with a value of $10. We're going to give it to you for $6.
All right. Brings us to Ashland Honda and Toyota on Lakeshore Drive in Ashland. Open Monday to Friday and is Saturday as well. Check their online pages for hours and to schedule your service online or by phone. We accommodate your busy schedule with competitive pricing, night drop-off, services like that available, as well as a shuttle service and a loaner program. While your service work is being addressed, they have access to over 2,000 newer used trucks, cars, and SUVs. This is going to be a general certificate toward any service, value of $40, that will sell for $24.
Then we have the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill over on County Road W in Phillips. And that's all the information I have. We have a general certificate value of $10, and we're going to give it to you for $6.
The loud silence that is the lack of Big G in the studio today. He absolutely will tease me later for not having his info ready for Badger's Den. Head on down to Badger's Den or the Big Dipper, too. I've got the Big Dipper here, my brother's restaurant, actually, all the way 17 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road 144. Open Wednesday through Sunday. They've got rotating home cook specials every Wednesday. They did Swiss steak this week. It was absolutely to die for. Every Friday, there's a fish fry with deep-fried cod or walleye. Try the Angry Walleye Bites. Their fish fries include coleslaw, bread and choice of home-cooked hand-cut fries, homemade potato chips, or potato salad. Check out their log cabin historic dining experience, $20 certificate with a value of $12. Get on down to the Dipper if you haven't been.
I've been there once, and I have to go back because it was really good.
Yes, absolutely.
And they do not mess around with their portions.
No. Yes. Bring a takeout container. They would not shy on you. They would not be angry if you brought your own takeout container. It would be appropriate. That's
if
how
you
they
leave
roll.
Hungry, I worry for your health. You probably have a tapeworm.
Yeah, it's because you planned to before you got there. That's like a targeted move if you leave the Big Dipper hungry right now.
Yeah, that's an actual just...
We've got a lot of good restaurants here to start it off, though. What do we got next, Austin?
We do. We have Burgers Bar and Grill over in Phillips, right off of Highway 13, where they have over 30 burger choices, sandwiches, wings, and a full menu. We have a gift card certificate with a value of $10. We are going to give it to you for $6.
I was looking at their menu the other day. We've got one sitting back there and just tempting us at all times. And I was looking at something with garlic and Parmesan on it that I don't recall exactly what it was, but I can see that they are... not afraid of some stronger and amazing flavors over there. Got to get over to Burgers.
What I do like is they have, I think they're called stuffed burgers.
Yes.
And I had one, and oh my gosh.
Yes, if you've never had, they call it a, what do they call it, a Juicy Lucy, I think, a burger stuffed with cheese. Oh my gosh.
And they've got different varieties, too. Like, there's, I think tater tots and cheese is one of them.
Okay.
And there's a few different things. It's like, I have to go back there one of these days. Because it's that good.
Yeah, that's just it. It's just I want my burger to be too much. I want it to be kind of attacking me back. And that's I think that's the theme over there.
If you don't look at it and get anxious, it's not a burger.
Anxious and confident at the same time, the burger experience. I like it. I like it. Now we've got to take a sharp left turn here. We're going to go to CarQuest Auto Parts of Park Falls on 4th Avenue South, just the main drag here in town. Stop for all your car care needs, parts, accessories, oil and filters, polish, and so much more. Another $20 certificate that will sell for $12 today.
And then we have Schwamigan Home Furnishings located here in downtown Park Falls and in Ashland with quality home furnishings, bedding, and home accessories. We have here a Mulberry area rug, or is that supposed to be Mayberry? Yeah, some kind of berry rug. It's 5x7, silver, white, and charcoal with a value of $199. We're going to sell it to you for $100 in the Park Falls location only.
All right. Got to check and take a look at that rug. Oh, okay. It's in my court today. So we've got Double D's. Double D's Pub and Pizza in Butternut on 2nd Street. Serves up over a dozen specialty pizzas and sandwiches. They do a Taco Tuesday and a pizza special on Wednesday. They've got hours Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, Sunday, 11 to 7. Carryout is available. Or, of course, you can sit at the bar and just dine in. general food and beverage certificate here. We've got another $20 certificate that will sell for $12 today. Give us a call, 98Q Country, 715-762-3221 if you hear a certificate you'd like to purchase, or hit us online at 98QCountry.com.
I've actually been to Double D's. They have really good pizza.
You've ticked off further down the list. I remember every week we sit here and talk about the restaurants that we need to hit. You're doing better than I am lately. I have to start hitting one a day. I've got to get a restaurant schedule here.
I got to start dragging you out to different places.
Well, and the first one may very well be
Elk River Custom Rod and Outfitters.
Oh, I have a restaurant here. I tried to set you up. My bad.
You have the next place, but gotcha. They gave me this one.
All right. I'll be ready.
Yep. Located in Phillips with, on Highway 13 next to the Quick Trip. They have performance fishing wear by Hook, Gill's End, and Real Life. With custom-made fishing rods, summer selection of canoes and kayaks, 10% off on all kayaks and canoes in stock. And we have here a $100 certificate toward any kayak or canoe in stock. And we're going to give it to you for, I believe, is it $60?
Free money towards a kayak. If you're buying one to end the season here, get one in maybe for some personal. I know some people do some hunting out of them or get into their hunting spots. If you're looking for a kayak, get over to Elk River. Give us a call first. What I was trying to get at, though, was El Quavanzo Mexican restaurant over on Phillips and Lake Avenue. That's where I thought you were going to be talking about there a moment ago.
We're out of order.
Yeah. I'll take the blame there. Authentic Mexican food as well as a variety of American dishes. House specialties include stuffed avocado, chili poblano, or try one of their volcano bowls. Let's not forget about Taco Tuesday with $1.49 margaritas and top it off with some deep-fried ice cream. Carry out or dine-in available. Call ahead for seating availability. And the certificate here is restricted to the Phillips location only. One per person, please. Value of 10. We will sell for 6 today.
Got to go there, too. I've heard they have really good Mexican food.
Yes, absolutely. That one I could speak to a little more personally. That I walked into a room where people were having that, and just instantly, it was like 2 hours after lunch. I had no business being hungry, and just instantly, I was like, okay. El Quavanzo on the list.
Let's see here. We have the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio. Oh, that's what happened with yours.
They were out of order. Yep. Yeah, I was out of order. Not we, me.
Yeah, that's what we'll assume. It wasn't me that was out of order on accident.
The alphabet is immutable, Austin. It was my fault.
That's fair. As a writer, I should know this. All right, the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio in Butternut. It is a quaint retail art gallery located on Main Street, where you can see the beautiful murals, done by gallery owner Kelly Meredith and unique artwork displayed by several local area artists. You can also purchase a variety of handcrafted jewelry, stained glass, pottery, and paintings. We have here a $25 certificate, and we'll give it to you for $12.
All right.
I always wanted to go there. It's just so cool to look at art.
It is. It's one of those things that, as a kid, I didn't appreciate and didn't realize what it was about until you go up to a good painting and be like, I felt... Mm-hmm. What's in that painting? It's not about, I've seen that before. It's about, I felt that before. Just, once that happens to you, and I'm sure it's not for everybody.
It's less looking at it and more beginning to kind of understand it.
Right. And there's nothing else like it in life, which adds a certain value to it, like most things. Mm-hmm. Wow. The art detour of the conversation, fairly done. The filling station up in Butternut is what we should be talking about. They offer signature sandwiches and paninis along with station lattes, ice cream, and affogato, including the Butternut pecan ice cream with espresso poured over it. I've tried the affogato, not this one. I've had one. Now I want to try this one. Try their garlic roast beef sandwich, Big G's favorite, and find all your Wisconsin-based gift items like popcorn, dips, dessert mixes, pretzels, and much more. Text your order to Kim at 715-661-8539 and find their complete menu on the Facebook page. The certificate will be good for food or merchandise. Value of 10. We'll sell it for 6.
And I've actually been to the filling station as well and tried the garlic roast beef. It's really good.
We're going to have to start calling this Austin's Been There or Not report. I like this.
I mean, I've been to a lot of these places.
We're developing a structure between the two of us. It's growing.
Eventually, we'll make it.
All right. I believe it's you for this one.
It is. We have Home Slice Pizza over in Mercer. You can find them at homeslicemercer.com, and they offer pizza, takeout, and delivery. They also serve salads, subs, wings, and many delicious sides. We have here a $20 general gift card for any item, and we will sell it to you for $12. Now, this one I haven't actually been to. But I've driven past it because we were heading back from one of the Heckman auctions.
Yes, and I've seen them. That's if how full their parking lot is speaks to the quality, then they've got it down. That's for sure. I don't think I've seen that place open and not packed.
They might be a ways out there, but it looks like they're worth it.
That's how it goes around here. I think people know if you're willing to drive that extra 2, 3, 4 miles, you may find something that's been there all along that you haven't experienced that is now the new regular.
Take the Big Dipper, for example. That's a little ways out there off the road.
Absolutely. That's the area we grew up in. We're used to driving, 20 minutes to everywhere. That's just how it works, and people know that around here. So head on out to the Big Dipper, 20 miles east. Head on out to Home Slice Pizza. If there's ones that sound like they're just a little too far away, make a point. Try one.
Give them a shot.
You won't be disappointed. In another vein, we've got Impact Cleaning here on First Ave in Park Falls. These are professionals performing carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, upholstery cleaning, disaster remediation, odor removal, power washing, sewage cleanup, complete trash outs, fire and smoke remediation. They will work with your insurance, and this certificate is good towards carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, or air duct cleaning. Value of $75 will sell for $45. This is another one where, hey, if you know you need this service done, why not get it done a little cheaper anyway?
It's absolutely
just like a kayak over at Elk River. If you know you've got one of those coming up in the schedule, give us a call. We can help you take the edge off of doing so.
Yep, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We have our wonderful traffic director waiting to answer your call eagerly. She just looked over at me.
You earned it.
All right, let's see here. We have Island City Lanes and Lounge over in Minocqua, where you can find a 12-lane bowling facility with well-oiled lanes and a pro shop with computerized scoring. Let's see here, going through. They serve lunch and dinner daily, and they also offer birthday party packages. Book your date now. They also hold bowling tournaments. I will get my speaking down eventually.
I thought I was going to have to put a quarter in you there for a second.
Honestly, I'd appreciate the quarter. You can call 715-356-7779 for dates and details on those bowling tournaments. We have here a general certificate good for food, drink, bowling, and the pro shop with a value of $20, and we will sell it to you for $12. One per customer, please.
Is the phrase bowling tournament regarded as a tongue twister in the English language?
I don't know. It's just a lot of things. You'd think by now I'd know these.
Fair enough. Well, you'll get another chance soon. We'll see how you do. In the meantime, Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls. They've got, let me see here, what's the good arrangement? Wednesday, 4 p.m. to close. Thursday, noon to close. Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. to close. Sunday, 8 to 2. Open on Tuesday after Memorial Day. So probably should just cross that one out for next week. Enjoy a deep-fried chicken special every day. Thursday, burger night. Friday, fish fry with salad bar. Saturday is pork and dumplings and prime rib with salad bar as well on Sunday. Enjoy breakfast all day. General food and beverage certificate here with a value of $20. We'll sell it to you for $12.
And I've actually been there before. Many times, actually. Jack's is an old hangout of mine. They've got really good food, and I know the fish fries are also raved about.
I haven't tried their fish fry yet. Have absolutely been. To tell you the truth, there's no restaurant that I won't go to a second time around here. That's everybody who's doing that is doing quite well. I think we're spoiled for choice. It kind of feels like we're in a small area, but boy, the restaurants and restaurants and the music, it feels like we borrow those from a big city and just bring all the good here.
The only reason I haven't been to a lot of these places twice is because there's just so many of them.
Yes,
absolutely. I'm trying to go through and experience them just so I can be on here and talk about them. Because it's like it gives you more of a connection to be able to just say, yeah, I've been there and I've tried this.
Well, I know, for instance, I like Kiss My Grits. I haven't gotten from the Butternut Cafe. That's something that is on my list. I might not have that on my list if it weren't for the shopping show.
Absolutely.
Hit me with the Butternut Cafe, will you?
We have here Jen's Butternut Cafe in, obviously, Butternut, where they offer homemade bread every day, Kiss My Grits Thursday, which is 2 eggs smothered in grits with your choice of meat, a Friday fish fry with grilled or deep-fried cod, fish tacos in a bluegill basket. They also serve a full menu, and we have here a general certificate with a value of $10, and we will sell it to you for $6. The only reason I started through some of these is just because they're organized so weird.
You know, I'm realizing, Austin, about 10 minutes ago, we discussed how neither of us tend to eat breakfast in the morning. That might influence our tendencies on the shopping show talking about restaurants.
That might actually, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All right. And this one, all right, we've got John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill over on Highway 13 in Phillips, located south of Phillips at the corner of 111 and Highway 13. You've all seen it. You've driven by it. Stop in and see John's. Home of the Smash Burger, 2-quarter-pound patties loaded with onion and cheese on both layers, served on a brioche bun, or try their Philly Smash Burger served on Texas toast with Philly meat, cheese, and onions, of course, and they never skimp on the cheese. Everything includes three pieces on the Friday fish fry. There's a 4-ounce cod, hand-breaded, fries, coleslaw, rye bread with that. You can do a 2 or 3 piece on the fish fry, all under $12. Follow them on Facebook, John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill. This is a general certificate with a value of $20. We'll let go for $12 today. Give us a call to take advantage, 715-762-3221. One per caller, please. Where can they find us online, Austin?
90qcountry.com. And I've actually been to John's 3 Mile as well. I had the curd smasher. It was really good.
The curd smasher. All right. Yep. All right. We'll compare notes.
Next up here, we have Lakewoods Resort over in Cable, which offers lakeside dining on Lake Namakagon. Something like that.
I'm not going to correct you because that implies that I know better. I think it's Namakagon, but I think it's... Oh, I just heard of a very angry noise from the next room. Namakagon? Hey, there we go. Grand prize for me. All right, let's get past this. Go ahead.
Get another day of employment.
Great.
They offer a Friday fish fry, Icelandic cod, and walleye, and their fabulous Sunday buffet. We have a general certificate with a value of $20, and we will give it to you for $12. Redeemable one per table, may not be used for special holidays or event buffets.
My dad is sitting there listening to this, thinking about how I asked him how to pronounce that the other day and still couldn't get it right.
I'm sure you'll hear about it when you get home.
Fair enough. Yeah, probably. It'll be well earned. All right. Meister's Bar and Grill in Phillips. Enjoy lunch, dinner, and burgers every day. Dine in or carry out, or enjoy an original Meister burger out on the patio. That season's coming to a close, so maybe ask about that when you stop in. See if you're up for it, maybe they'll let you. You can also place your order online at meistersbarandgrill.com. Meisters, M-E-I-S-T-E-R-S, bar and sign, grill with an E at the end, .com. Try one of the great sandwiches like the mushroom cheesesteak or the crispy chicken. They also have wraps like chicken bacon ranch or chicken Caesar. And the grill is always open. Great appetizers and pizzas available. We've got a value of $20 on the certificate. We'll sell it to you for $12.
And then we have Northern Lights in the Lanes over here on Highway 13 in Park Falls with great food with specials every day from pizza, sandwiches, wings, fish fries, and more. They offer bowling and 2 golf simulators. We have here a bowling party special, which includes 1 hour bowling for 5 kids, 1 16-inch pizza, and 2 pitchers of soda with a value of $40, and we will sell it to you for $28. One per customer, please.
Actually, I've got a markdown here. On
oh,
this
it is
guy.
A markdown. It's 23 on mine, or is it 20 over yours?
I've got 20 flat.
Did they mark it down again?
It sure looks like it. That's my handwriting. I think Big G said it.
I apologize. I am down to $20 for that bowling party special.
Yeah, $40 value. We'll sell it to you for $20, and those golf simulators are getting more attractive too. That's
true. I've heard a lot of people say that they want to go there because with how the weather is around here, the golf season is so short.
Yes.
And by the time you get your swing down again, it's over.
That's exactly me. My annual golf membership ended far too early. So the Northern Lights in the Lanes is going to be where I'll get my fix for the rest of the cold season here.
And you'll probably find most of the population of Park Falls there too.
Yes, indeed. Let's see here. Is this one, do I need to heed that?
Maybe.
Okay. I know that we've got some seasonal considerations there. Why don't we save that one for the
back?
We'll
set that one to the side, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Park Falls Country Club, just who we were just talking about, funny enough, on Saunders Ave in Park Falls is a beautiful 9-hole golf course snuggled next to the Flambeau with a full clubhouse, food and drinks available, carts available to rent, tournaments, social events, and memberships available. Certificate for 9 holes of golf with a cart on weekends only. And this is good for the 2023 season. So this is, we're talking days or maybe weeks here tops. Give us a call, 715-762-3221, to get this $32 value that we'll sell to you for $16. Looks like we've got it at half price.
Yep. Let's see here. Going through. We have the Park Falls Family Restaurant over here on Park Falls, in Park Falls, where you can enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. You can also try their Mexican menu with chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. You can choose chicken, pork, or taco meat, or even steak if you'd like. You can also enjoy chips and salsa and try their jalapeno cheese curds. Veterans receive a 10% discount on anything on the menu. They are open 7 a.m., 7 days a week, and we have here a food and beverage certificate with a value of $10, and we will sell it to you for $6. I've been to the family restaurant a few times. They always had good food, and you look at the menu, and it's just mind-boggling how big it is.
And you can't miss. You absolutely can't miss. Have you ever, are you a jalapeno cheese curd guy?
I actually have never tried those. I haven't been there recently, but
They'll convert you. I was not a jalapeno cheese curd guy, but the family restaurant will change your mind if you were like me going in.
I've got to try those, and I heard they have gyros, so I have to try the gyros.
I've pronounced them 18 different ways my whole life. Don't even worry about it.
I pronounce them gyros, euros. I've heard gyros. It's like, yeah, okay. It's all the same thing.
Are we being invaded?
Is that an ad break?
Oh, I'll let you finish your item, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were done with Park Falls.
You know, we had one of our civic media guys in here doing some work around the station from out of town. He stayed overnight last night. He said he got up last night. He went down to Park Falls Family Restaurant and got a little bite to eat, and he was just absolutely blown away by the food, the atmosphere, and the service. And he's just like, I want to move here. I want to move right next to this restaurant.
It's an all-around, feel-good, comfy restaurant.
It is.
It's Park Falls. Yeah, it's Park Falls in one building. Good food.
Great food. A lot of times, like you guys said, you live here and you just kind of become numb and to what's going on. But take somebody from the outside to come in and say, man, that place is really good. And he's like, yeah, you're right. You're right. So it's good to hear that.
And the menu is gigantic.
We will have more shopping show items with Austin and Gray coming up in just a moment.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/gift guide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/gift guide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/gift guide.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WishCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country Weatherology forecast. Overcast this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 47. Winds out of the east, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 40. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 48. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 47 this afternoon. Lows level off around 40 tonight. We should top off around 48 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 43.
Well, hi. Just a big dramatic point from Joel to lead me in. He said, we're going to go right now.
Thanks for the countdown to the send-off there, friend.
That was the good old 3, 2, and go. All right, we're back to the shopping show with Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. Wanted to give this one some special attention because their season is coming to a close, I believe, on Sunday here. So this would be a matter of this weekend kind of thing. I know the selection is based on what they still have available. So maybe give them a call over at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. They're over on Cemetery Road in Prentice. You can reach them at 715-762-3221. We've got a $20 certificate here that will sell to you for $12, and it is good for this season only, which is coming to a close. Maybe ask them about their Bring Your Own Container Free Fertilizer Friday today. Up to 4 gallons of liquid fertilizer, if they're still offering that, might be a good way to close out your planting and gardening season this year.
When the greenhouse ends the season, that's how you really know.
Yeah, there's no more here. There's no more pretending. You can't say, well, we'll be warm. No, we won't be warm next week. We're going to get snow before we know. Luckily, we've got some cozy indoor spots, though, to talk about. This is a good one. I've been here a couple times. What do we got?
This is Patchouli Gardens over on Division Street here in Park Falls, where they offer a great variety of homemade bath and body products made right in the store. They make over 300 products, and they also have CBD oil along with essential oils and supplements available. The store is filled with great gift ideas featuring homemade soy candles, over 60 fragrances available, plus greeting cards, other unique items, and Park Falls souvenirs. You can shop in-store or online at their website at patchouligarden.org. They also have products featured on Amazon and Walmart as well. Let's see here. We have a certificate good for anything in the store with a value of $20, and we will sell it to you for $12, one per customer per visit.
All right.
Eventually, I will stop tripping over that particular advertisement.
What was it, greeting crowds?
I was going to say, it's like, I don't think we can sell crowds anymore.
No, absolutely not. But we can sell things like coffee and delicious breakfast treats from places like Phillips Cafe, where you get large portions of great-tasting food served by a staff that treats you like family. And they are value-priced as well at Phillips Cafe, right over on Lake Ave, right on the main drag, just driving through Phillips. You've seen them, I'm sure. Stop in on Tuesday for Mexican, Wednesday for four-piece chicken dinner, and Friday for the area's only Atlantic cod fish fry. Choice of potato with that and soup and salad bar. They also do catering. Give them a call at 715-339-3232 for details on the catering options and for general info. This certificate has a value of $5. We'll sell it to you for $3. Take the edge off that cup of coffee. That'll take the edge off your day.
I have very vague but very fond memories of the Phillips Cafe. I used to go there quite a bit when I was really younger.
You know, I feel the same way. Dad used to work over in Phillips, and we'd end up there now and again. I feel like I've got, you know, there's like one or two brain cells clinging on to Phillips Cafe memories. I think I need to do them a favor and make some new ones.
Yeah, I kind of want to go back there just to see, is like, was it nostalgia or is it that good? I think it's that good.
It is that good. Yeah. I know. Well, I've got some friends in Phillips who are very, very regular patrons. There's someone listening and chuckling at that right now. that's suffice to say, it's not just nostalgia. You're not wearing rose colored glasses. Get back into Phillips Cafe and you'll feel like your child self again. It's great.
The only problem is I have to figure out how to parallel park.
Well, I can't help you with that one, I'm afraid.
I've got a big truck. I don't know if I can parallel park.
Oh,
alrighty.
Man.
Coming up next year, we have Ridge Runners over in Butternut, where they offer smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwich, or sink your teeth into a half-pound Angus burger, among other things on the menu. All made with fresh meat from Heritage Meats, from farm to table, guaranteed fresh and delicious. They even offer a Friday fish fry with homemade tartar sauce. We have a $20 general food and beverage certificate, and we will sell it to you for $12. I've been here as well. Wonderful food and great service.
If you'd like to go to Ridge Runners, give us a call before you go there, 715-762-3221 to pick up that certificate, or head over to 98qcountry.com. All day, you can find the shopping show there anytime.
I will
anytime.
Say, the Ridge Runners fish fry, it's really crispy. That's one of the few where it's not like soaked in grease and pretty much swimming on your plate. It's actually super crispy, and it doesn't just fall apart if you look at it wrong.
Fish fry is a fine line. It's one of those things that first bite tells you just, you know, it's that chef is speaking to you through the platter. Just, hey, crispy. I know what's up.
You can hear the crunch of that fish across the room. Just the breading on it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm hungry now. I don't know about you.
I'm very hungry. I didn't eat breakfast.
It's been done. All right, we'll detour over to Rocky Road Boutique on Trinity Drive in Phillips here. We've got trendy clothing for the special ladies in your life at affordable prices in women's sizes small through 3X. They carry a wide variety of styles and brands, including Can-Can jeans, Ampersand Avenue hoodies, Blowfish shoes, and Blenders sunglasses, as well as seasonal items like Cup-She swimsuits and children and men's swimwear. I'm thinking they'll probably have moved over to fall by now, so stop in and take a peek at the offerings that are more current. Both locations carry tons of accessories, including jewelry, purses, footwear, and more to help complete your outfit. Certificate redeemable in both Stetsonville and Phillips locations. Great value there on this $20 certificate that we'll sell to you for $12.
I've taken road trips before, and just as we were driving past, oh, look, Rocky Road Boutique. Went a little bit farther. Oh, look, Rocky Road Boutique.
Yeah, Highway 13 is an interesting experience to those paying attention.
It is, and it makes you wonder, it's like, did I just get caught in a time loop?
No, that just means you just blanked out all of Phillips to Stetsonville.
That happens. On Highway 13, that happens actually very often.
Yeah, that's.
There's a reason a lot of deer get hit. It's just because it's just a road that a lot of people just miss completely.
I don't think it's a habit that anybody develops intentionally.
It just happens.
Before you know it, 5 miles goes by.
Yep, you blink and then suddenly, wait a minute, Rhinelander?
Yeah, well, we're talking about it. Be sure to drive safe as the roads are ugly today and we're getting into that snow season. Keep both hands on the wheel, both eyes on the road. Safe.
Leave your phones in your pocket.
Oh my gosh, yes. I can hear the local law enforcement officers cheering for us in the background. It's a good point to make, though. Now is the beginning of all that time. It's something that I'm always thinking about.
Especially be very careful around crosswalks or like in front of the grocery store near the schools, for example.
Yes.
Always pay attention.
Ice accumulation areas. Now I think we're just paranoid because it's just rain out there, Austin. We can probably calm this down for a little while. Anyway.
True, for a little while, but it is Wisconsin. It could be like tomorrow and suddenly, oh crap, there's a sheet of ice in front of my driveway.
The moment that first snow falls, our shopping show is just going to be gloom and doom. I see it now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I see it now.
We're going to get sponsorship from the Park Falls Police Department because we were so good about being safe.
Maybe so.
The DMV will call us.
Maybe so. Well, you are driving safe, though. I've got a spot that is, there's a little bit of driving for those of us in Park Falls at least to get to, but another place that's exceptionally worth it. What do we got here, Austin?
We have Roundup over on State Highway 182 in Park Falls, where they offer a great fish fry featuring deep-fried broiled haddock or shrimp, or try one of their combo platters, such as broiled haddock and chicken, or chicken and shrimp, along with some others that we don't have listed here. They offer great bar baskets and sandwiches and burgers, and you can try their baked baby red potatoes. We have here a $20 general food and beverage certificate, and we will sell it to you for $12.
The baked baby reds for me. When I go to Roundup, I hit those because it's one of those things that it feels like a person could make them at home, but you don't get the same result. You just don't. You don't. And it's like you can sit there and try them and think, oh, I think I could try it. Nope. Just go to the Roundup. Do it the right way.
I've never actually been there before.
That is the right way. Yeah. Oh, well, maybe that's the top of your list is the Roundup.
There's a lot of things that are on the list.
The roasted baby reds. All right. I've got St. Vincent de Paul's here on Lake Ave, the main drag in Phillips. Good for the Phillips store only. This Phillips resale store is the vehicle which drives the outreach program and assistance given to families in need. Your purchase goes back to help those in the community, and donations are, of course, welcome. St. Vincent's appreciates a call prior to drop-off at 715-339-6979. Browse a large selection of items with new items arriving daily. The certificate has a value of $10. We'll sell it to you for $6, one per person, please.
I've been into St. Vincent's a couple times. They got some interesting things.
Thrifting, it got super popular, maybe 10, 15-ish years ago now.
Something like that.
Like a trendy thing to do. which I love because it brought a whole pile of new people to places like St. Vincent de Paul's, places who are absolutely worthy of your time. And if you find something you like, don't be afraid to give them a couple extra bucks, too. It all goes a long way.
Because I know there are some people out there who might think it's like, well, it's thrifty and they might be lower quality. No, they are not.
No, these are curated items. They're taken care of by the people who work there. The people who work there are working there. They're taking their time.
Some of the best items that you've ever seen. And they're a little bit cheaper than they would be at the stores. Okay, a lot cheaper, but
And that's
absolutely
the whole point.
Absolutely support things like St. Vincent's or your local thrift store. They've got some great things.
Don't think so much about the prices as the value. Your wallet won't hurt when you leave, but you will be happy for other reasons too.
Your heart will be full, and so will your wallet.
All right. What's next, Austin? What do we got?
We have the Trade Post, Highway 13, across from the Forward Bank here in Park Falls. And they buy and sell quality items, specializing in rare coins, unique jewelry, and you can also buy quality antiques, tools, electronics, and collectibles. You can go see Tom or Jane and see what they can offer you. Pop in or call the Trade Post at 715-518-9271. We have a $10 general certificate good toward anything in the store except for coins and jewelry, and we will sell it to you for $6. That's an interesting place. I was in there when they were just setting up. I think it was like maybe the third or fourth day they were ever open, and they had some cool stuff already in there.
One of my favorite types of stores in the world. You know, you've got your miscellaneous, just